welcome to the RT Insights Real-Time Talk podcast series. I'm Justin Granitz, industry analyst at RT Insights, and your host for this ongoing discussion about the Internet of Things, real-time analytics, and cognitive computing solutions that provide significant business value. This week, we are excited to have Will and Dan from IBM to talk about a new product release from them called Quarks. Quarks is defined as model and runtime to be embedded in gateways and devices for edge analytics. Our conversation covered not only Quarks, but some of the real-world applications IBM is solving today in the areas of data, IoT, and real-time analytics. I hope you enjoy the discussion. Well, I want to thank you guys for your time. Thank you so much for being on the Real-Time Talk podcast series by RT Insights. I guess if you could just introduce yourselves real quick to our listeners, that would be a great place to start. So, Will, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So I've been with IBM a year and a half. I've worked on the IBM Streams project and recently have been working on Quarks. Before that, I was working on OpenStack and a little bit of robotic stuff. But yeah, I've been real-time data streaming for the past year and a half.
Great. Dan, you want to go next?
I'm Dan De Bruyne. I've been working on IBM Streams project, streaming technologies, since 2008, when it first came out of research, IBM research, and I thought this looks an interesting technology, and I think it's going to be the next big thing. And I think that has happened. It's just maybe slower than I thought. You know, we're seeing a lot of streaming activity within maybe the last 2 years, something like that, maybe less. Before that, I was in database internals. I worked at Sybase, Informix, Lustre, et cetera. And actually, when I started out, I was working on embedded systems. So in some ways, working on Quarks is coming full circle a number of years later.
Great. Cool. I guess for our listeners, maybe one of you two guys could define just what is Quarks.
So what we want Quarks to be is a community for building edge analytics systems, that is, systems that can run analytics at the edge of the network, primarily in the Internet of Things. So while Quarks at the moment is a runtime and a programming model, a streaming programming model for edge analytics, we see it as much more than just the code. We want it to be a community. That's why we went open source. We want to see contributions from other people, other companies involved in this space, and really define the de facto standard for analytics at the edge networks on constrained devices.
Cool.
Yeah. One of the questions that we get a lot is, what is the difference between Quarks and other current streaming technologies like Spark Streaming, Node-RED, Flink? And one thing that we realized working next to these technologies is that they don't extend to the edge very well in that they're cluster-based technologies. Spark is might not be the best solution to run on the edge device. So Quarks is written from the ground up to be on an edge device, on an Android phone or on a Raspberry Pi, and deal with sensor data.
Got it. Excellent. Yeah, I actually went out last week sometime here and downloaded the source code and went ahead and compiled it, and it was kind of up and running here within 5 minutes. It was a really, really great experience, and I was able to generate both real-time data, but also there's a simulator that you guys have that will sit there and kick out data. What's kind of the, my background is in software. I have a company that deals a lot with streaming data technologies. What is the intended and current sort of Quarks user base right now?
I think that comes from, as we said, we both work on the IBM Streams, cluster streaming product. And we have a number of customers that are using that technology in the IoT space, but just at the back end. And what we saw is that they came to us really with a need and talking with them about, I guess, two main problems. The one was, how do I reduce data volume that I send from my devices to my central system for analytics because the cellular bill is becoming very expensive? And the other sort of generic use case was we need to run analytics even when we can't get to the back end. And they understand that the analytics you may run at the edge won't be as rich as the analytics at the back end. but still if they've gone out of cell phone service area or they're just not connected, they still want to be able to take some actions based upon the maybe potential failures that the edge device is seeing.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, so those are two specific use cases you're seeing in the market. It's kind of driving the need for this type of software to be written and run on the edge device.
Correct. So with Streams is used with on the back end with companies like Ford and Silverhook Powerboat Racing. And so anyone that's sort of really dealing with lots of devices out there that are moving and have, you know, unreliable network or expensive networking options.
So now this came out of the IBM Streams project. Is that correct? Or what's the genealogy, I guess, of this of the of
right.
Quarks?
So that sort of gets back to what I was saying before, where we work on IBM Streams, and one of the things we realized was that it didn't translate well to mobile devices, edge devices. And going back to one of the use cases, IBM Streams was used in the Tour de France. It was used to monitor the locations of the cyclists and to do analytics on them. One of the issues was that they would lose connectivity. So let's say, for example, one of the cyclists falls over in a dead zone, in a network dead zone. Then if you want to know about that immediately, or if you want to do some action on that in the dead zone, then some other technology would be needed. And so that's sort of one of the idiomatic use cases for Quark is, Tour de France, dead zone, what to do without network connectivity.
Good. Yeah. Very, very good. What's the performance of Quark? I mean, is it riding on top of something like MQTT or some type of a queuing mechanism?
So Quark's by itself, I mean, so maybe step back a little, and what Quark's is in some ways I describe it as a software development kit for the edge. So because we wanted to run on constrained devices, we didn't want to make it some big monolithic thing. So it's very modular. So you can pick and choose the pieces that you want. But our model is, or I guess one model is, you just run at the edge and you're self-contained and you don't communicate with anything. That's probably unlikely. Our more typical model is that, yes, it's running at the edge, it's doing local analytics, and then it's sending information back to back-end systems over something like MQTT, IBM Watson IoT platform, maybe even Kafka if you're maybe running in a more corporate environment where you're just running maybe a copy of Quarks on every machine in your machine room to do some analytics about the health of those devices. So by itself, we just sort of, I guess, piggyback on any particular message hub that people want to use, and the system has modular connectors, whereas if there's some IoT scale message hub that we don't support, it would be very easy to add that.
But cool.
On the sort of focus, our focus is running in constrained devices. So that's why we sort of started out with all our samples running on Raspberry Pis, because physically it is a small device with a fairly low CPU capability, and I think about 512 megabytes of RAM, though the newer versions have more RAM. I'm running on a Raspberry Pi that's probably 3 or 4 years old. Now, we're not restricted to Raspberry Pi. It's just a very convenient platform to demonstrate that you can run on a constrained device.
Sure. Yeah, I saw the examples, at least the ones that I came across, were in Java, and I heard you guys mention Android earlier on. Anything with iPhone at all? Being able to kind of push data out that way?
So right now we're Java only. So that's a couple different flavors of Java, Java 7, Java 8, Android, Java. We're not working with Swift right now. We have thought about the different languages that we want to support, but I think right now the higher priority is fleshing out Quark in Java as it currently is. The next possible steps, just to list them, Swift, Scala, Python are potential languages that we'd want to support, things that people would use data science-wise, but also just targeting you know, large user bases of people, and Swift has a large user base. But like I said, that's not a high not what we're focusing on right now.
Sure. But it is open source, like you said, right? So, I mean, if there's stuff that comes in from developers and stuff, is that you'd be open to contributions from the community, I'm guessing, right? You could maybe leverage that.
Yes, we're very open to that. And part of the path we took down was we could, based on our experience with our IBM Streams product, we knew we could produce a small footprint Java runtime very quickly, open source that to start a community, and use that as the sort of platform to show people the concept, really. As you said, that we go from Quarks over a message hub to a back-end analytics system. And to get people excited about it, and then to actually go into real customers, as far as IBM is concerned, and say, okay, we have this concept, where do you actually need to run it on the edge? Because we probably guess that not every edge platform is going to be able to run Java. And you know, we had one example with a major motor manufacturer from the U.S. who said, I don't really care what it's implemented in at the moment. I just want to see the concept. So we sort of took that approach and ran with it. Mm-hmm. And so far, I've actually been surprised that the companies we have talked to about actually doing real deployments are saying that, yeah, they just have a full Linux machine down there, you know, on the piece of hardware that on the edge that can run something like Java. But I would hope that people from the community get involved and do an open Swift implementation, or even maybe a native C or C++ implementation, because I think the more community we can get, the greater adoption we'll get, and it'll be good to sort of set up that de facto standard at the edge.
Sure. Very good. Very good. Well, I appreciate you guys' time. Do you have anything else you'd like to add here at the end with regards to the project?
So I guess our latest news is that we have been accepted for incubation at the Apache Software Foundation.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
We are now Apache Quarks, an incubating project with the normal disclaimers. We just got the code over there yesterday, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So you know, please, anyone listening, feel free to join the developer list and get involved.
Great, great. Well, Will and Dan, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Justin.